But to see, we need the sun spilling over the horizon, highlighting everything and pouring a thick yellow vitamin into our eyes. We're usually too hurried to savor the elemental in our lives, the reeling sun, moon, and stars, prophecy of clouds, ruckus of birdsong, moss brightly blooming, moon shadows and dew, omens of autumn in late summer, fizzy air before a storm, wind chime of leaves, fellowship of dawn and dusk. Yet we abide by forces so old we've lost the taste of their spell. It's as survivors that we greet each day. When the sun fades in winter, we're instinctively driven to heights of craft and ingenuity. In the Northeast, rising humans slip from their quilted night nests and keep warm in heat, gusted by fires trapped in metal boxes. Sometimes they venture out wearing a medley of other life forms, sap from rubber trees attached to the feet, soft belly hair from Mideastern goats wrapped around the head, pummeled cowskin fitted over the fingers, and padding chest and torso, layers of long, thick-walled plant cells humans find indigestible, but insulating, and plants use to buttress their delicate tissues. That is, galoshes, wool, leather gloves, and cotton underwear.